Hey, is an underdog an animal?
I am not an animal! I am not an animal! I am a human being!
That's the voice of actor John Hurt playing the famous deformed elephant man of 19th century legend, just one of the unfortunate historic figures to come from the British city of Leicester. Leicester City has roared out of obscurity, though, like a receding glacier because of the preposterous idea that in British football, the name Leicester City may soon tower over the likes of Manchester United, Chelsea, and Arsenal. The team near the bottom of the Premier League last year is poised to take it all. That's right, the home of the South Asian co-star of the classic movie Bend It Like Beckham is taking on the powerhouse United, and if trends hold, underdog Leicester will embarrass David Beckham's old team. Leicester gets its first chance to clinch the title with a win against Manchester United on Sunday. It's fantastic good fortune, it's vindication for the Indians and Pakistanis of Leicester City, who long ago transformed this boring, gray, nowhere factory town into a boring, gray, nowhere curry and vindaloo paradise. It's also a betting long shot that hasn't come around since the end of the last ice age, and a big deal here in the USA, where the average audience for a British soccer game in the U.S. is now more than 500,000, up 150% in the past 3 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. Manish Basin is a BBC football soccer presenter and a lifelong, joyful Leicester City fan.
There's a fine line for me. I'm a broadcaster for the BBC, amongst other outlets, so I've got to remain as neutral as possible. When
yeah,
I'm
you
in front
sound
of the
really neutral, Manish. You sound really neutral. Yeah.
Right now, I clearly have my Leicester scarf and hat on because for the first time in their 130-year history, they are going to be finishing on top of the pile, number one when it comes to the soccer Premier League, which, you know, forget the guys with history, the likes of Manchester United and Liverpool, Chelsea, Manchester City. This is little Leicester City, the 10th biggest city in the whole of the United Kingdom, or in England, I should say.
What accounts for this? What accounts for this? Is it lucky walk-ons, or was there a strategy?
We've had a change in manager from this time 12 months ago. He will have something to do with it, clearly. He's a very experienced man. I mean, we got rid of a guy who was a lot younger, 15, 20 years younger. But the new guy who's come in has international experience. He's coached some of the biggest teams in Europe. But he's essentially using the same group of players. He's brought in three or four at the very most.
And those new faces, though, seem to reflect a kind of do-it-by-the-numbers strategy, a money ball strategy.
Yeah, they haven't cost a great deal of money. So when Chelsea and Manchester City are spending 20, 25, 30 million pounds per player and paying them £150,000 a week, these Leicester players, their equivalents, are getting paid £40,000 a week. It's a tiny fraction. This is a Leicester City team whose 11 players combined maybe amount to £20 million in fees, are going against sides who are costing £300 million and putting them to the sword and getting the 3 points and then, you know, do it again and then do it again.
I guess these Leicester City players will be able to quit their night jobs, right?
They're all full-time professionals. I mean, it's not as if they've got other jobs, but these are guys who are relative unknowns. One guy, it sounds like being the basis of a Hollywood film. We have a guy called Jamie Vardy, who's stacking shelves, working in a factory only maybe 4 years ago. And he is now on the verge of creating history with this football club. And he's even got international recognition for England. And he has become the star name and the hope for all those guys, as you've intimated already, who already have a nighttime job, as well as trying to play football during the day, that they too can represent their country if their application is good enough within 2 or 3 years. It is a story that is bursting full of plots and subplots, which is why Hollywood are now interested.
Speaking of Hollywood, Tom Hanks has got a little action. Apparently, he made a bet early.
Do you know what I did at the beginning of this season? Put £100 on Leicester, so I think I'll do okay.
No, you didn't.
I think maybe I did, maybe I didn't. You know, you should find somebody who, you know, somebody local up there who decided to put 25 pounds on their local football club. They're going to be millionaires.
Wow, well done, Tom.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure whether it is a fair comment from Tom Hanks or whether he's just here to generate a little bit of interest in his latest release. But what he's getting at is the fact that Leicester City were 5,000-1 to finish top of the table after 38 games. Therefore, if you put, clearly, £100 on them, you're going to walk away with a cool £500,000. There are already 128 individuals in this country who've put bets on Leicester. Some have cashed out, but when they could have waited maybe 3 or 4 games, they've clearly lost that will to hang on. And so they've maybe just cashed out for £75,000. If they waited 3 more games, they could have got themselves a cool £500,000.
Well, but what's going to happen to all the macho Manchester United and the old guard, you know, Real Madrid fans, the big power teams, if something like this happens?
It's a reality check above everything else. Not only for Manchester United and your Chelseas, is it for them a little embarrassing? Because, John, come on, you know, these are guys who have ploughed millions of pounds into their investments.
Come on, twist it a little more.
But what
come on, keep going. Yeah. I like
but not just that. You know, the positive side to that story is, while it isn't a great story for your Arsenals, Chelseas and Man U's, for the 15 other teams in that division in the Premier League, your Aston Villas, your Stokes, your Southamptons, what Leicester City are doing are giving those other teams hope that what has been a cartel and dominated for the last 25 years, while this top division's been remarketed as the Premier League and has only been won by 5 teams, you know, that cartel can finally be broken.
Cartel. And that there
is hope for these other sides, because you don't have to spend lavish amounts on the big names.
Manish, 2 questions. 1, where can I get a jersey? And 2, describe the place in Leicester City right now where every table they're sitting and they're weeping.
Just to show you what Leicester, the city, is like. Like I mentioned, it's the 10th biggest in England. The team colour is blue. So everywhere you go, all the shops are decking out in blue. So Leicester right now is celebrating as a town, as a city. It's hugely exciting. As for where you can buy a jersey, John, well, I will do my best for you. But also, as a footnote, even the best players on the roster at Leicester City are struggling to get their family members a shirt at this given time because they've sold out.
Manish Basin is BBC football soccer presenter, totally neutral, but a lifelong Leicester City fan. Thanks so much, Manish.
Pleasure, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.